Hello and welcome to Nature's Remedies. I'm Dr. Tim Hagney. Today's topic is hay fever, that unpleasant experience this time of year involving sneezing, runny nose, and itchy eyes. You know what I'm talking about if you experience this. Modern medicine tells us this is an allergic reaction to pollen, basically from trees starting in spring, then followed by grasses and other plants by summertime. Antihistamines are used normally to treat this, but they can have drowsiness as a side effect. Natural medicine offers a number of things to treat hay fever. One of the most get-at-the-cause methods is to do some sort of cleansing of the body. There are many ways to do this, starting by cleaning up the basic diet, cutting out most refined foods, that is white sugar and flour, chips, most prepared foods for a time. Cutting back on dairy and red meat is a good idea. Maybe you'd want to start off even by doing a water-only fast for a day or two, followed by brown rice and vegetables for the rest of the week. You could see a naturopath or herbalist for help if you're not sure how to proceed. Speaking of herbs, one of the first to consider could be stinging nettles. The freeze-dried variety got a good reputation for helping hay fever, but if you can get them fresh, you could boil them and eat them this way. Just be careful to handle them with gloves before cooking. Vitamins A, C, and bioflavonoids can be helpful for sufferers. Regular medicine utilizes injection of the pollen directly into your blood, so as to build a tolerance for your immune system. You can, these days, find homeopathic doses of pollens, and dose yourself by taking drops orally. And this can be helpful for some, perhaps, instead of the shots. One practice that's cheap, quick, and effective is to prepare a solution yourself of very dilute hydrogen peroxide in a wash pan. About one capful of hydrogen peroxide to several cups of water. And irrigate your eyes and nasal passages. You could prepare this in the sink. Dunk your face in, blink your eyes a few times, then sniff up a little of the mixture as well. You don't need a lot for this, just a little cupped in your hand. Well, thanks for listening. This has been Dr. Tim Hagney with another Nature's Remedies, and I look forward to speaking to you again next week.